Welcome back to the Take Flight Podcast, where we show you how to travel abroad, teach abroad, maximize your income, and gain financial independence with host John Melton.
What's up, everybody? Let me tell you a story today. We'll start off. My first time being to the Middle East. It started with a flight from Chicago, Illinois, all the way over the ocean, over Europe, and into the Middle East, where I was in Abu Dhabi, a very impressive city that was growing and is now fully, you know, starting to realize its potential and be a huge city. And it's as hot as they say. It's as dry as they say. I believe there was sand in the air as it was blowing by my face. So anywho, I was walking through the airport, and it was in itself amazingly luxurious. I mean, there were sculptures on the walls and ceilings of different blues and yellows and just gorgeous, gorgeous colors. So let me tell you, I'm walking through the airport in Abu Dhabi, and you know, I see people different than me in robes and turbans. And honestly, I'm probably one of the only white people that were there. So I felt the a bit of a minority, which was no big deal. So I went and I asked somebody if they could tell me where the bathroom was. And he just looked at me and he kind of nodded to his left begrudgingly. I went down the hallway that he nudged his head towards, and I still couldn't find the bathroom. Meanwhile, lines were starting to line up for me to go into the next part of the airport that I needed to go into. And I went to Anthony. I said, "Hey, where's the bathroom?" I asked that guy and he wouldn't even talk to me. And he said, "Really?" I asked him and he sat there and had a full conversation with me and told me the bathroom was down to the left and make a right and the second door on the right. And I thought, oh, well, I started to wonder, is this because I'm the only white guy here? Is this a racial issue? Well, I had to do some thinking, and it wasn't very hard. It probably wasn't the best idea to go through an Abu Dhabi airport wearing an Air Force backpack and looking like I've half had any sleep. So there's that. I couldn't help but wonder, how did I even get to this point? Because a couple of months before that, I was in a dark computer room, fresh off of a breakup, depressed, not knowing how I was going to progress, not only mentally, but financially in life. So I got the idea of teaching abroad. One, it gave me flexibility. I could travel, I could see the world while getting paid instead of paying to see these things. It gave me great experience in a classroom to teach children, adolescents, adults. And third, it gave me second to none people skills. If you think you're going to have the same type of international reactions in your backyard that you will by traveling around the world, then you have a very narrow understanding of how the world works. This idea that I have is unique because it's not just about getting paid a little bit of money to go travel. You're traveling and teaching, but you're using currencies to your advantage. If you're getting paid an American type salary in a low cost of living country, and you still can live a high quality of life, you're gonna save more money. That's why it's a great idea. If you're tired of going check to check and you're tired of the same environment, then this fits you perfectly. Now, the cost for you is relatively simple. You're probably getting your education anyways. You probably wanna travel anyways. So plane tickets and your degree and all these are things you're going to pay for anyways. That can be reimbursed. Your housing can be paid for. So it's really not costing you too much. And so compare cost to benefit, and you can see that the benefits far outweigh. Now, people always ask, you know, can you teach as a non-native, or can people teach without holding a degree? And the answer is yes. There are plenty of places that are going to take you without a degree, but you are going to need a TEFL certification, or a TESOL certification, or a CELTA certification, or a DELTA certification. You know, the gold highest standard is the CELTA. We talked about that on a previous episode. That's going to get you into a lot of places. But for instance, if you check out my Instagram, @takeflight_podcast, you'll see pictures of Patagonia. You can go teach in Patagonia and you don't need a degree. There are places in Russia where you don't need a degree. I mean, obviously, if you're non-native, it helps to have the degree. And if you have a degree and you're a non-native, at least you got that. But at least you want to have, you know, something. So, you know, feel free to message me on Instagram @takeflight_podcast and message me questions, anything, free. I'll answer you. I'll take the time to try to answer everybody. Here's a job I saw recently, and we'll just review it real quick. It says, start from beginning of February, kindergarten in Haidian, Beijing, near Baiguo Station, Line 10. Working hours, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Student age 0 to 6 years old. 16 students per class. 2 Chinese teaching assistants. Salary, 18 to 25,000. Housing allowance included. Benefits, 10 days paid holidays, August or February. I'm not sure what they meant there. National holidays, birthday parties, re-sign bonus, airfare allowance, after contract completion. Also have Chinese training courses, gym lessons, 2-year contract requirements. Female English native teacher from U.S., Canada, Australia, U.K. preferred. Currently in Beijing. Must have related kindergarten work experience. Love to spend time with kids. Love to work in kindergarten. All right. Now, see, these are just one of those run-of-the-mill jobs. It's not that bad. But honestly, they would be paying less if that region had not just got hit with another COVID lockdown. So you have to consider that. You have to keep tabs on what's going on internationally, because this is going to affect not only you at home, but it's going to affect you if you travel, obviously, or where you can travel to. Now, obviously, with the new president in, that there's going to be some changes, a lot of changes to not only immigration, but changes to expatriation, working abroad, and so forth, and international relations, to say the least. Furthermore, the Beijing area is wonderful. It's cold. You get to see the Hutongs, which are like an old piece of China. So you get to, you know, see a lot of old temples, but you also have the new flavor, and, you know, in town, and the new buildings. Now, Beijing is a lot more Chinese than Shanghai. Shanghai, as some people say, is very international. It's like the Paris, you know, of the East. And that's what they call it. But Beijing, it's warm. I mean, it's cold. You eat hearty foods to stay warm. But the foods are delicious, from the hot pot to the barbecue, the street food, everything. It's wonderful. The soups are great. And in Beijing, let me tell you, it comes down to like a movie I once saw called Almost Heroes. The food alone is worth the trip. And that's the truth. It really is. But so it's definitely worth looking into and worth considering the area. You will get paid well in the area, but you have to kind of sift through these entry-level jobs. I mean, if you're entry-level, that's fine. You want your foot in the door. That's one way. But I'm going to be honest, it's not the best way. You want to learn to scout for the best jobs. And I have over 200 job listings, legitimate job listings, that I'm trying to find out a way to release. I don't know if I should create a Patreon or a website or consult people about it, but that's what we're aiming for. So for those who don't have a degree, or maybe you don't want to commit to this type of life or this career for long term, and you don't have a degree, look into getting a really good, credible TEFL or TESOL certification. I think 120 hours is really all you need to do, but you can find one for less than that and try to get good promos on them to buy them at a cheaper rate. And there's a lot of countries wide open for you to travel to, so the doors never close. But I just want you to know, to get these higher paying jobs in the countries that are going to pay the most, it's best to have that American or UK passport, Canadian passport, Australian passport. Be native there. Be native to the language. You were born there. And have any bachelor's degree. And then your extra certification, TEFL or TESOL or CELTA. And there is a teacher licensing program out of Florida that has reciprocity, is inexpensive, and you never have to step foot inside a classroom to complete. So consider all of these things as you're weighing out the tools you're going to be carrying with you into the future. Remember, if you're dreaming of wanderlust, if you have wanderlust and you want to go abroad and you dream of foreign lands all the time, it's possible. You have to make it happen. You can't give up on yourself. And if it's 4 or 5 years down the road before you can get a bachelor's degree to get the positions you want, you might as well start now. Because in 4 or 5 years, you're going to be 4 or 5 years older anyways. You're going to have heartbreaks and pain anyways. You might as well be looking out for yourself and accomplishing something. So, until we meet again, keep your mind on the prize. Keep doing your research. Reach out to me on Instagram at TakeFlight_podcast. This is Take Flight John signing out. Have a good day, y'all.
You paint a picture.